Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Kasman with another episode of Finding the Beautiful You. Today I'm going to read a few different scriptures, so if you hear me turning pages, that's what it is. I like to use my actual Bible instead of the Bible app, so I apologize to ahead of time because of that, but I really like to use my Bible. So I'm going to start with 1 Corinthians 13, 1 through 7. Love never gives up. Love cares more for others than for self. Love doesn't want what it doesn't have. Love doesn't strut, doesn't have a swelled head, doesn't force itself on others, isn't always me first, doesn't fly off the handle, doesn't keep score of the sins of others, doesn't revel when others grovel, doesn't pleasure or takes pleasure in the flowering of truth, puts up with anything, trusts God always looks for the best, never looks back, but keeps going to the end. So the definition of love, what is love? Love is an intense affection for one another. That comes out of the Webster's Dictionary, a strong feeling of attraction. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 4, verses 15 and 17, it says, if anyone acknowledges God, God lives in him and he in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in him. In this way, love is made complete among us so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. Because of this world, we are like him. God is love. And God was made, we were made in God's image. That's what it says in Genesis. Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 and 27, it says, when God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. God created male and female in his image. It wasn't in any other image. It was in his image. And God is love. So we should be having that love like God has. So Colossians 3, let's go to that. Colossians 3, verses 8 through 10 says, but now you must rid yourself of all such things of these, anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices. You have put on your new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. We're a new person, a new creation. God has made us a whole new person, a brand new man. We don't have to live in our old self anymore. We need to live in that new self that God created us to be. So I'm going to see if I can do this. If I can't, then I'm going to have to skip it. But there's a poem out there. It's called Sermons We See, and I'm going to see if I can do it while I'm read it off my phone while I'm doing this. I'd rather see a sermon than hear one any day. I'd rather one should walk with me than merely tell the way. The eye's a better pupil and more willing than the ear. Fine counsel is confusing, but example's always clear. And the best of all preachers are the men who live their creeds, for to see good put in action is what everyone needs. I soon can learn to do it. If you'll let me see it done, I can watch your hands in action, but your tongue too fast may run. But the lecture you deliver may be very wise and true, but I'd rather get my lessons by observing what you do. For I might misunderstand you in the high advice you give, but there's no misunderstanding how you act and how you live. God is phenomenal. He is like, he wants us to live like him, and we don't have to make it so hard. We can make it easy. Have you been lied to? It hurts to be deceived. Have you been neglected, forgotten, left behind? Rejection hurts. Before you get even, get honest with yourself. Have you neglected God? The key to loving others is to quit focusing on what they have done to you and start focusing on what God has done for you, what God did for you. Jesus' friends betrayed him. Some even abandoned him, but he still was there for them. And then the nails had pierced him and the cross had been raised. Every breath was agony. Every muscle and nerve protested. The end was near. And with his last few breaths, he flung words out over the crowds. Not backlash of curses, not regrets. No, it was promises of no promises of revenge. Jesus gasps out words of forgiveness. Though they had done their worst, Jesus still loved them. He loved them enough to say, "Father, forgive them." Are you ready to live like that? Are you ready to have that love? I don't know, maybe somebody's hurt you. Maybe it's your parents, maybe it's your children, maybe it's your siblings, whoever it is, maybe it's your coworkers, your neighbors, whoever it is, are you ready to love that person? God wants you to. Jesus loved everybody. He loves us all the same, no matter what we do, what choices we make. Do we have to like what people do? No. But God wants us to love them. God, we just ask you right now to just give us that love. Give us that focus on seeing who the real person is, not what they've done in life, but who they are and who they long to be. We just thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.